So coming now to the holography, I continued reading the Russian papers in translation, although I have no difficulty reading the Cyrillic language and autodidact in Russian, but not enough to read the literature. And suddenly I read a paper by a man named Denisuk, who of course has already got the Gabor Prize and whatnot, the Lenin Prize and whatnot. And he in Doklady, not any kind of journal, published an article on wavefront reconstruction imaging applied to radar, radar, and sonar, something which was top secret, still 5-6 years later with these guys in Michigan. So I went then to the NSF, I said, listen, do you want to have a second Sputnik, or do you want to fund this field? The name of holography I coined in the, myself, to honor Gabor, who had invented hologram in some lecture in the Somerset Hotel in Boston, just like this, you know, a journalist. Otherwise, it's not accepted. I said, it would be nice to call holography. I'd search 3 months for the word. So I went to John Hyde and I gave this argument. I said, listen, I think this is going to be a big field. If you bury it in the military, you keep a secret from the American scientists, that you can do very well. I said, we cannot prevent the Russians, they are onto it already. I said, I can read it in this paper. I said, you rather put more brains, you never know, open science, I'm a great believer in that. Put many unknown brains to work, not managed, and there will be enough, the military, they'll find enough to do and so on. And they accepted, they said, all right, make us a proposal. I literally did a proposal with this fellow Leet. You must, I mean, I told you, enemy or no enemy at that time, it was, and I got the first grant. And then when the grant came, and because they were already aiming at taking something away, they, when the grant was received, they asked that the name be taken off, and this would have meant another round, but then I had you know, the chancellor and whatnot, friend, Roger. I didn't have time to make another application, so I said, well, you know, we must work first. And we beat the Russians 3 months.